And it's time now for our EIU Panther preview. Eastern Illinois University volleyball coach Sam Walensky joins us now. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Lane. How are you today?
I'm good. You had a long road trip, and you enjoyed being on the road so much, you spent a little extra time on the road this past weekend, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, when your bus breaks down, you get to spend some more quality time in the bus.
A couple of five-set matches this past weekend. Got a win on Friday over Jacksonville State. That was a nice pickup on the W column for your girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Jacksonville State's been having a good year in the upper half of the conference, and they've been good at home. I mean, they were 10-2 going into that weekend with, you know, their overall home record. And again, you know, we talked about the blocking matchup, and we won that battle and, you know, just executed at a high level. Our serve receive game was on. We had a lot of balance on our offense and came out in those first two sets. Had a chance to put it away in three. Just they pushed a run at the end of that third set when we had tied it up, and then you know, just fought back. And I think there was just a calm demeanor, and we were just committed to making sure we weren't going to end up with the loss.
And continuing the pattern here lately, another five-set match on Saturday that you came up short in.
Yeah.
But you're playing a lot of volleyball the last couple of weekends.
Playing a lot of volleyball and getting a lot better. You know, that for us, this is our longest road trip, so we spent a lot of time in the bus, minus the bus, unfortunately, breaking down on the way home. But as soon as we got done playing Jack State, we hopped on the bus and drove 3.5 hours to Cookeville to get ready for our match the next day against Tennessee Tech. And there's a lot of good things we did. We just needed to be a little more efficient at times. And quite honestly, if you look at the box, we were down by a lot at the end of that fourth set and actually did a remarkable job of pulling it out to send it to the fifth set. And we jumped out to a lead and, you know, had chances. And just unfortunately, when we had match point, Josie Winter hit a great, great ball that we thought was going down, and their kid just got a hand on it. And 9 out of 10 times, that ball's down for the kill. So, but, you know, again, the things, we're playing much better volleyball, and there's a fight and resilience about us. And that, that's been there, and you know, you can't take that away from your kids whatsoever.